Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and to my great delight, we're here again today with my good friend Tom Namey, and Tom's been sharing really the amazing story of God's healing power at work in him. That there's just so much to say. I can't even go back to everything we've talked about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you haven't heard the programs, I just strongly encourage you to go to our website, friends, at renewalministries.net. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's real, what God has done in Tom's life and really saving him from rage and anger, bitterness, and in the midst of prison. Very serious, you know, dangerous situation and prison sentence for 60 years or more. God came to Tom and began to reveal himself to him. And totally transformed his life. And yesterday, if you were tuning into the program, we ended. Tom was sharing with us the story. Actually, welcome back, by the way, Tom.
Thank you, Peter.
Good to have you back. Let's go back to that moment when, by the way, I love peanut butter and honey, too. You were having your breakfast. You had your peanut butter and honey sandwich. You're in the cell with your roommate who's still sleeping, and there's a little TV on. And as you're spreading your peanut butter, your glorious breakfast delight, you hear the... The guy on TV say the word, the name God, just say God, yeah, in the context of what he was saying, and suddenly what happened?
And the Holy Spirit came in the cell, and it was like a rush of wind, and you hear like a wind tunnel, and it stood over me, and Peter, I felt like I was 3,500 degrees. I dropped the peanut butter on the floor, I screamed up. I jumped up. I said, "Ray, Jesus is in the house." Poor Ray was sleeping, and he looked at me. And when I raised my hand, Peter, I felt the nail marks of this man. And I felt there's a man inside of me. He's in a lot of pain. His body been through a lot of pain. But he's hot in love. He's in power. I could feel him inside of me. There was a man inside of me, and it's Jesus. I could feel his nail mark, and Ray woke up, and he was like, "What's the matter with you? Are you going crazy?" I put my hands away from Ray's face, a foot and a half at least. I was like, "Feel that, Ray." He was like, "Your hands are burning." I said, "Get up, Ray. Get up. Let me pray for you. Jesus is here. I told you should have came with me to the Life in the Spirit seminar." So I start praying for Ray, and I got my Bible about 5 feet away on the desk. I got my Bible over there, and I could hear the Bible say, "Come open the book, come open the book, come open the book, come open the book." And I'm praying, and I said to myself, "I've never heard the Bible speak before." Yeah. What's happening? This is like, it's too much. But I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm on fire. And I finished praying with Ray, and I open up the Bible, and the Bible opens up to John chapter 3. Nicodemus walks in and he asks Jesus. He said, "You must be righteous and holy because no one can do these signs and wonders unless the hand of God is with him." And the first thing Jesus talks about is you got to be born again of water and Holy Spirit. And as soon as I read the water and Holy Spirit, it's like scales fell off my eyes, my mind came open. And all those books that I had in the dreams, they all came alive in my brain. I understood.
Yeah, because part of the battle, and I read this in this book you're writing right now, Freedom Behind Bars, you said you'd read a lot, but you didn't understand it.
Right.
And at this moment, the Lord gave you light. He began to show you.
He gave me light, grace, mercy, power, authority, because now I was like, yeah, Psalm 1, blessed is the man who does not sit in the counsel of the wicked, nor goes the way of sinner. He shall be like a tree of life. I was like, seek the kingdom of God and all is right. Now I know what the word was all about. Psalm 4 is you draw your strength from the Lord because he will uplift you from. And Psalm 8, he said, I put everything beneath man, every sheep and ox and power. Mm-hmm. I made him a little less than God, less than angel. So now you see power and authority of God. Proverbs 28, a poor man can look through a rich man as though he's looking in the mirror. That's power of God. That you can give you wisdom to analyze. That's only through God that you can look at through people. Mm-hmm. And I've seen so many people. I go, "Hey, you got depression, you got anxiety." I did a a service in St. Luke not too long ago. This man walks up while I'm talking to the priest, and I said, you've been suffering from depression for too long, and you have this problem, you have that problem, you have this problem. And the man started sobbing in front of me, and I gave him a hug. I told him, don't worry, we're going to pray together. The priest asked me, do you know this guy? I've never met him before. And the priest was like, wow. I told him everything, because that's power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And that power came. My mind was enlightened. I came alive. I grabbed the Bible. I started reading it for 6 hours. And when I read it, God said to me, Tom, I never want man to come to me like a dog or a robot. I never forced my love on him. I want him to come to me out of his free will. I want him to love me freely. And I sat there and I said, wow, what a God we have. What a God we have. If your son came home and said, Dad, I got to leave the house. But you're afraid he might get killed in a car accident. No, no, son, don't leave. I want you to stay here. Don't leave, please. But you let him go because you love him and you want him to encounter the world and you want him to know I'll always be here when you come back. And that's what God the Father does. He waits and he waits and he waits and he's patient and he's kind because that's his nature. He's perfect love. And I understood it then. I sat there, I read the Bible for 6 hours. I couldn't get up. I hugged the Bible for the first time. It was a love story between me and God. And I understood all that about salvation history, that God has given man opportunity again and again. Everybody fails except one. Everybody fails except Jesus Christ, because God has to die and bring salvation to all humanity. And without that, humanity could never mm-hmm. be saved. Mm-hmm. When he said it is done, the graves come open, and the prophets are risen, Matthew 27:52. They come alive. They come out of the grave because now finally, now there's harmony between God the Father mm-hmm. and harmony between humanity that He created in the Garden of Eden before sin came into the world. Man chose his will over God's will. Mm-hmm. Finally, there's harmony, and we have that resurrection power on the Easter Sunday.
Yeah,
that God gives us.
Beautifully put, you know, to say the words of Jesus, it is finished, and it's the application of what he's saying. To say now, what he means is finished, is now man can be united to God
right.
again. And
right.
the offer of salvation and absolute freedom and sonship in God is now possible for the human race.
And what happened Easter Sunday? Mary wants to hold on to Jesus. Rabboni said, no, no, don't hold on to me. I have not ascended to my Father, your Father, my God and your God. Go tell my brothers. All of a sudden now, Jesus unites himself in every way, in the spirit, in the flesh, in every way with us. And we unite with him by what he does for us, not what we do for him.
Yeah.
My God, your God, we're in the spirit, same realm, same spirit, whether in heaven, on earth, or purgatory. We're still the same spirit, one in the same realm of the spirit. And he united. And go tell my brothers, they're no longer disciples. I no longer call you slave. No longer call you servant, but I call you friend in John. But now he calls them brothers. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they have united together is what God did for us. And now everything came alive. And I understood the plan of God. And I understood there was now souls need to be saved. And I'm on a mission. And my friends need to be saved. And if I love God and I love man, I got to save everyone. Because now I know the battle is about souls, and I want to be on the winning side of souls. I want to get as many as I can into the kingdom of God. I don't want to get there, and the Lord will say to me, why did you fail, 10 of your friends? Mm-hmm. Why did you fail, that one Muslim guy? Why did you fail, that Jewish guy? Michael got saved on the yard, mm-hmm. and I baptized him a couple years later in another prison. How about those four Latinos that didn't know about Christianity, didn't know about, I got opportunity to baptize them in prison and bring them to Jesus. How about those highwaymen, the guys that came to Jesus? It was that, is that love that compels you, the grace St. Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5:14. We're compelled and we're urged by the love of Jesus. We act as ambassadors. We can't stop because we have this fire.
And
this
Paul
zeal.
Says, I'm out of my mind.
You know, I'm like, out of my mind, but you're right, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm a fool for Jesus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 4:10, I'm a fool for Christ, but you guys are okay, you know. Yeah.
And one of the great grace that's there, and you know, the scripture is so clear, part of what the Holy Spirit does is reveal, pours the love of God into our hearts. And the love of God, then you see reality the way God sees reality, and you see what God values and his profound love for people and how he sent his son to save him and how precious it all is. And it's the central thing that goes on, and the way you love him the most, the way you can please him the most is join him in this great battle that he's fighting to bring home eternal souls. That's what human beings, that's what's going on the earth, you know, in some way. And so God brought you from hatred, unforgiveness, anger, revenge, and you wanted your enemies to suffer. And then God transformed your heart to love them.
I mean, now I'm thankful they did what they did, because I could have never been. Maybe I would have never been where I'm at if it wasn't for them.
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
just a tool used by the enemy
yeah.
that God had brought me this far. So praise God for that.
Tom, let me ask some of our friends who are listening today, right now, you know, maybe they've been listening all week and they just said, you know, I just didn't realize there was more and I need more. And I want more of the kind of thing I've been hearing this week, or I know I'm not free. I know I'm bound in different ways. And what would you say to them, just in the simplest way, of how to respond to the Lord? Wherever you are, friends, right now, whatever marriage difficulties, family difficulties, a past you don't seem to be able to let go of, you feel trapped and lost and the rest of it, what would you share with them?
First of all, you have to acknowledge that you can't do it on your own. Second of all, you have to repent of whatever is bound in you, unforgiveness, anger, pride. You have
lust,
to repent.
Whatever,
lust,
yeah.
whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Alcohol abuse, drug abuse, whatever yeah. it is, you have to repent. Third of all, you need a commitment. Until you commit yourself to Christ, fully commit, ask God to come into your heart. God is so faithful. The first time I read Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door and I knock, and if anyone opens the door to me, I'll come in and have supper with me. I'll be in him and he'll be in me. I was like, oh my God, this prayer is a prayer of surrender. And then years later, I meet Father Rookie. And what he got? He got the miracle prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me as I forgive all others. For whatever they have done, for whatever they have done against me, I ask you to come into my heart. I make you my Lord, my God, my Savior. Heal me in mind, body, soul, and spirit, and cleanse me from all evil. I renounce Satan and all his evil works. I ask Blessed Mary, all the angels and saints, to help me with their prayer. Cleanse me by your precious blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Then Jesus will come in. If you don't ask him, he's waiting for the invitation mm-hmm. to come in. Mm-hmm. And he knocks at the door. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to do. At one point in our life or another, we have to make that surrender.
Yeah. So interesting. I remember the words of John Paul II echoing my mind that he said many of the baptized have never come to the moment in their life as they're older to invite Jesus to be the center, the Lord of their life, and to come and take the reins. Friends, I hope you felt today what I'm feeling in talking with Tom, and the powerful love of Christ, his mercy, the love of our Father, and this love is for you. And today's the day to really fully surrender your whole heart to him. God bless you, friends. I hope you can join us tomorrow. Call some of your friends and ask them to tune in. God bless. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.